This daily Christian newscast is brought to you in partnership with SermonAudio.com.
It's Monday, November 29th, AD 2021. This is the Worldview in 5 minutes, written by yours truly and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. On November 7th, Pastor Chandra Kant and his congregation were attacked by a mob of 40 radical Hindu nationalists as they gathered for worship in India's Karnataka state, reports International Christian Concern. Pastor Chandra Kant explained, quote, "The congregation stood before me as a human fence. Otherwise, the Hindus would have killed me. The radicals want to wipe out Christianity from this area, and they think it's easy under the BJP government presently ruling the state," end quote. After an hour, police arrived on the scene and took control of the situation. However, police filed a case against Pastor Chandra Kant for disturbing the peace. He was told to appear before the local magistrate on November 13th. On the day of the hearing, 16 pastors went to the local magistrate's office for peace talks on behalf of the Christian community and Pastor Chandra Kant. However, when they arrived, the group of pastors was also falsely accused of disturbing the peace. Proverbs 12, verse 17 says, "An honest witness tells the truth, but a false witness tells lies." Dr. Scott Adlis, the radiologist who served for much of 2020 as a coronavirus advisor to President Trump, butted heads with Tony Fauci and Deborah Birx over their advocacy of COVID lockdowns. The author of a book entitled A Plague Upon Our House, My Fight at the Trump White House to Stop COVID from Destroying America, Dr. Adlis joined Sunday Morning Futures with Fox News Channel's Maria Bartiromo to talk about how the government has politicized the science about COVID-19.
Well, I mean, the data is the data, and the data is being denied by the lockdowners. The data shows the following. Bjornskov's study of 24 European countries, the lockdowns did not reduce the deaths during the pandemic. That was spring 2021 study. A January 2021 study from Stanford's Ben David and colleagues, lockdowns failed to stop the spread of the infection. In fact, Ioannidis, one of the authors, said it was, quote, pro-contagion, increasing infections. And the most important study was National Bureau of Economic Research by Rand in June this year. Everyone should look at it because they showed analysis of 43 countries and all the states that lockdowns increased the excess deaths during the pandemic. So the Birx-Fauci lockdowns, which was the advice of the task force the entire year, failed to stop the spread of the infection. They failed to stop the dying, and they destroyed millions and millions of people, particularly low-income families.
And Dr. Adlis addressed how natural immunity is 27 times better protection than the COVID shot.
The data shows that natural immunity, people who have recovered from the disease, not only have protection, they have better protection. According to the data in Israel, they have 27-fold less incidence of symptomatic COVID than people who've been vaccinated but never had the disease. They have an 8-fold less incidence of hospitalizations, people who've recovered from the infection naturally, than people who've been vaccinated and never had the infection. The protection wanes with the vaccine in a quicker time than the protection wanes from natural infection. So natural infection confers protection, significant, durable protection, and we are the only country that I know of in our peer nations who refuses to accept this. If you're in Europe, they count having had the infection as protection when you have these green passes or whatever they call them to go places. The United States is bizarrely denying the science.
A Georgia jury has found the three white men charged with the killing of 25-year-old Ahmed Arbery, an unarmed black man, guilty of murder, reports the Christian Post. Greg McMichael, his son Travis McMichael, and neighbor William Roddy Bryan were found guilty of murder by a mostly white jury on Wednesday after around 10 hours of deliberation. Additionally, they were each convicted of lesser charges. Arbery's mother, Wanda Cooper Jones, said, quote, "It's been a long fight. It's been a hard fight. But God is good," end quote, reports the Associated Press. She said her son, quote, "will now rest in peace," end quote. On February 23, 2020, Arbery was shot to death while jogging outside the city of Brunswick, Georgia, after being chased by two armed white men. In a widely shared video leaked by Greg McMichael to a local radio station, Arbery was shown being chased by a white Ford pickup truck as he ran through a neighborhood in Satilla Shores. Arbery then briefly disappeared off camera with a gunshot heard in the background. Two more shots rang out as Arbery appeared back in the footage before falling to the ground. He was unarmed and deceased by the time that the police arrived at the scene. And finally, U.S. stocks dropped sharply on Friday as a new COVID variant found in South Africa triggered a global shift away from risk assets, reports CNBC. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 905 points, or 2.5%, for its worst day of the year, closing at 34,899 points. And that's the World View in 5 minutes, on this Monday, November 29th, in the year of our Lord, 2021. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com, or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.